Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What's on your short list of changes to be made in the new year ahead? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. Before we dive into this week's topic, I want to ask you, did you tune in last week where I discussed the idea of having your very own Elmer in your business? What did you think? Was it helpful? If you missed last week's episode, be sure to take a few minutes and go back and listen to that one. It'll only take you 10 to 15 minutes, but it'll be well worth your time. In fact, if you did that one thing and made sure that you had your very own Elmer, your life would be way better than it is today, guaranteed. Don't believe me? Well, go listen to last week's message and then tell me what you think. Now, today, I want to focus our attention on preparing for the upcoming new year. By now, you have your next year's business plan well underway. It may not be the final finished product yet, but hopefully you've been reviewing your results from this past year, comparing your results to those of your most difficult competitor, and thinking about how to position your business for success in the new year ahead. As we approach the end of this year, it's time for you to share your plans for next year with your team and get them bought into your new growth targets. Oftentimes, this is the most difficult part of the process, how we communicate our next year's plan in a way that inspires, motivates, and energizes your team members. Far too often, when new business plans are shared, they tend to look a lot like more work rather than coming across as a welcomed and good thing. Which is why my question for you this week is, what's on your short list of changes to be made in the new year ahead? My question includes a couple of critically sensitive and emotional words, especially when it comes to rolling out a new business plan to your team. The first critically sensitive word is short list. If you hope to gain enthusiastic support for your business growth plans, the communication needs to be very focused on using a short list of priorities. Take time to narrow your priorities to just a few. Let your team know with certainty that you've done the hard work to prioritize those areas of your business that needs everyone's attention. The second critically sensitive word is changes. Simply using the word change causes some individuals to cringe or look away, hoping that you aren't talking to them. Making change is hard work. It requires those in your business to let go of the way they've been doing things for years and be open to doing things differently. There's no easy button when it comes to making changes in your business. Everyone on your team is probably okay with the changes that impact some other part of the business. But whatever you do, don't mess with how we do it today. Sound familiar? I'm sure it does. I can't tell you how many times I've asked team members of a business what needs to change, and they can't think of a single thing that involves anything that they are doing today. If I push them hard enough, they'll bring up something that the sales team is doing or something that the owner's not doing, but they rarely bring up anything that they are involved with or they need to be doing differently. But as you know, if you continue to do the things that you're currently doing, you'll continue to get the results that you're currently getting. You've probably heard this as it relates to the definition of insanity, doing the same things and expecting a different result. So today I want to give you a simple way to both engage your team in next year's plan and get them on board with making changes necessary to make next year's plan a reality. It's a simple exercise called start, stop, or improve. In fact, it's so simple it hardly requires me to explain it. Yet it's also one of the most powerful exercises you can use with your entire team, and without even trying, you'll have them actively participating in creating the change you need for this new year. Here's how it goes. Bring your entire team together and share with them your business plan or big goals for the new year. Ideally, as the business owner, you're sharing the what needs to be accomplished over the next planning period. Don't give your team the how things need to be different. Let them come to this as part of this simple exercise. These what need to be accomplished things may be revenue growth goals, or distribution channel expansion goals, or production capability increase goals, or overhead reduction goals. These may include customer satisfaction improvement goals, or safety improvement goals, or vendor relations improvement goals. Whatever your short list of priorities are for the year, be sure to share them in detail with your team. Then, once you've shared your short list of priorities or goals with your team, ask them this question: what do we need to start doing in order to make these goals a reality? On a flip chart or marker board, simply write down every idea that comes up. Don't debate it, don't discuss it, don't dismiss it. Simply write it down, repeat it back to make sure you have it correct, and ask, what else? Be patient. If there's silence, let the silence fill the room. Just wait for them to think and come up with the ideas. Don't add your thoughts. You get to edit the list later. But for this exercise, you're simply in listen and capture mode. As you gather a list of 7, 10, or more ideas of things they think you should start doing, read the entire list to the team and ask if there's anything missing. Then ask them the second question: what do we need to stop doing to allow us to achieve these goals? Again, simply write down their ideas. Don't critique, don't dismiss. There may be times when someone goes off on a long story or simply gets on a soapbox. If that happens, simply ask them to be specific with you. What do we need to stop doing? As you get 6, 7, or 10 things on the list, read the list back to them and ask them, what's missing? Once you've exhausted their ideas, you can move on to the third question, which is, what are we currently doing, but we've got to improve on in order to achieve the goals for this next year? This one may take a bit more discussion, and you may need to give them an idea of what you're looking for. I've found that if you plant an idea or two in the improve category, then the team will take over and begin sharing more freely. As before, don't critique, don't criticize, don't blame or deny. Just simply write down their suggestions. You'd be surprised how engaged and enthusiastic your team will become when they realize that they're the ones defining the changes that need to be made in the business. My experience has been that if you're the one making the change in how something gets done, it's viewed as bad or disruptive. But if they're the ones declaring the change that needs to happen, it's viewed as positive or helpful. I'm not sure about you, but I'm okay to let go of being the decision maker on the how side of things, so long as the result we achieve is the what we are seeking or needing. This simple set of three questions will help you get to the changes that are needed without running headlong into the resistance of someone not wanting to change. In the end, you'll have three solid lists of things that can be put into action items and assigned to an owner or a small team of owners. Give this a try and let me know how it goes. This start, stop, or improve exercise always seems to deliver great results, and hopefully it will for your business too. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Making improvements in your business is critically important to your long-term success, but use caution and make sure you're focused on a short list of priorities and use the start, stop, or improve exercise to help your team overcome the resistance to making the changes that you need to win. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it will be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss focusing on what's most important. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.